Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kim Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on the upcoming interest rate meetings by both the US Federal Reserve as well as the South African Reserve Bank. Last week, there wasn't a huge amount of data, but what data there was focused on the US inflation, CPI and PPI numbers that will obviously inform the Fed's decision this week. So I think it's useful to have a look at that inflation data and discuss what is the expectation for US interest rates and will South Africa follow? Will we be seeing a cut in South African interest rates and how many cuts can we anticipate during the course of the remainder of this year and into next year? This week, there's understandably a big focus on the US interest rate decision, which happens on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock our time, and then the South African Reserve Bank interest rate decision on Thursday at 3 o'clock. The expectation is that both the US and South African Reserve Bank will cut interest rates, both by 25 basis points, and then also signal that they expect to cut interest rates further during the remainder of this year and then obviously during the course of next year. Now, the US had their inflation data for the month of August released last week, and I think it was broadly in line with the expectations. The headline inflation rate has come down to close on 2.5%. The core number is still a bit elevated at 3.2%, mainly because of the shelter component or the rent component within the index. But you would say that overall inflation has made good progress in the US and is largely under control. At the same time, it's very clear that the US labor market has weakened and is under some pressure. And given that the Federal Reserve has a dual mandate of both controlling inflation as well as ensuring that the labor market remains robust, the fact that the labor market is weakening would encourage the Fed to cut rates. There is some debate about whether they would cut rates 25 or 50 basis points. I think they go with 25. The reason is that 50 basis points would create the expectation that the Fed will keep cutting at 50 basis points, and I don't think they're willing to do that. Equally, it would also send a message that the Federal Reserve is behind the curve and feeling pressure to catch up on the interest rate cycle. And so I think that would send the wrong message from the Federal Reserve's perspective. So we expect them to cut 25 basis points, but importantly signal that further interest rates are likely during the remainder of this year and then during the course of next year. The South African Reserve Bank also expected to cut 25 basis points. There has been some discussion about them cutting 50 basis points, but I think given that they've adopted a cautious approach to inflation, given that they want to keep inflation anchored at 4.5%, and given that you're in the start of the two-pot withdrawal system where many individuals are going to withdraw 30,000 Rand from their pension fund, I don't think it would be appropriate for the Reserve Bank to be aggressive on cutting interest rates. I think instead the Reserve Bank can afford to cut rates 25 basis points, probably cut rates another 25 basis points in November, and then I think we can anticipate steady interest rates cuts during the first half of next year, with the Reserve Bank looking to get the repo rate down to around about 7%. I think those interest rate cuts would help in terms of economic activity, but clearly in the case of South Africa, it's not going to result in a significant surge of economic growth. There are many other factors that are required to be in place in South Africa, including an improvement in infrastructure, an improvement in business and consumer confidence, and generally the implementation of the private-public partnership policy that government has put on the table and tried to move forward on. So I think it's reasonably good news for our economy. Many countries around the world have been in an interest rate cutting cycle for some time. I think the fact that we are likely to join that is good. I don't anticipate the Rand coming under substantial pressure as a consequence. There may be some softening of the Rand, but I think overall it's likely to hold on to most of the gains that we've seen since the national election at the end of May. So I think the Reserve Bank will signal that they're comfortable with where inflation is. They will continue to highlight some of the upside risks to inflation, but I think they will acknowledge that there's been good progress and that they would be hopeful to keep inflation in and around the 4.5% level rather than allow inflation to go back up to the top end of the target, which sits at 6%. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.